Hundreds of migrants out on the Mediterranean were told by two European countries that they were not wanted. The migrants, mostly from North Africa, were rescued by a nonprofit group. But both Italy and Malta refused to allow them to dock. Now they're on their way to Spain. Dr. David Beversluys from Doctors Without Borders is on the Aquarius, one of the ships carrying the migrants. I asked how they're doing.
Many of these migrants came out of fairly difficult conditions. Were on rubber rafts for hours. Some of them were transferred initially from Italian Coast Guard ships to our ship, and then some of them back. Now, of course, we have 106 migrants remaining on our ship, and asylum seekers remaining on our ship. And, you know, they're stressed out. They're tired. It's been a very long last several days, and it's continuing for the next several days at least until we arrive in Spain.
How is their health holding up? I mean, are you dealing with people that really need medical attention?
Well, so we're fortunate to have a fairly good medical team here on the ship. We're a medical NGO, and we have good capability. Right now, there's nobody who's critical, but as the doctor here on the ship, I'm definitely concerned about ongoing attention to people's health. We have quite a few people with chemical burns, and so we're doing a lot of wound care. We're also focusing on keeping people rested, hydrated. There's good, there's a high risk of sun exposure out here, so we have everybody under shade netting. So this is things that we have to be really careful about on a boat like this. The waves are also starting to pick up a little bit, and so I expect today we'll start having a little bit more issues with seasickness as well.
Did you say chemical burns?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of these people come in fairly unstable rafts, and there's a mix of gasoline and salt water that accumulates in the bottom of the rafts, and people will sit in there packed in this toxic mix for many hours. You end up with these second degree burns where skin is broken down and exposed. It's really pretty horrible and painful.
Can I just ask you, I mean, the Italian government, I know they've been sending help, but Italy turned your boat away and said you could not come. There's a new government there that campaigned on the idea that Italy has carried too much of the responsibility of taking in migrants, that other countries should share some of that. Do you understand their position?
Well, for us, it's extremely frustrating. Of course, Europe needs to have a system that accepts asylum seekers. The system is broken. But at the same time, there's not an adequate search and rescue response focused on saving lives in the southern part of the Mediterranean. And, we had 629 vulnerable people on board. Now all of these people are moving days away from the nearest port of safety. And it's really, an unnecessary and frustrating extra political step. We're shuffling people around, and we're doing this in order to score political points, when really the most important thing is the safety, the dignity, and the well-being of people.
Dr. Beversluys, thank you very much for your time, and safe journeys as you head on to Spain.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Dr. David Beversluys from Doctors Without Borders.